Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. That's what this show is about, taking you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because you can get it back. That's what it's all about. Kids' ear infections now, they're saying, are costing the U.S. health system nearly $3 billion annually. $3 billion. Isn't that amazing? Researchers analyzed the medical records of about 81 million children younger than 18 who received care back in 2009. And of those, about 8 million were seen with ear infections. So they're saying now, of course, Dr. Nina Shapiro, she's the director of pediatrics at the Mattel Children's Hospital at the University of California, L.A., and she said in a news release that the take-home message really is that the common ear infection is extremely costly and with significant financial burdens to the healthcare system. And new ways of treating it, new ways of prevention are something that we're looking at. And it's true. Again, when you come down with something like this, it's so common with kids. Coming up with preventative methods, hopefully in pediatrics, will be something that's coming up. The alternative side, naturopathic medicine and different professions such as that, chiropractic medicine, they have had different ways of treating it and working with ear infections that have worked very well, too. So if your child does suffer with that on a regular basis, I mean, to the point where it's recurring, and then, of course, you know, potentially there's tubes that have to go in the ears and all that for draining, you might want to look at the alternative choices. Have maybe a consultation. Remember, counts on the wisdom of many. So just have some people look at it. Take a look, because there are ways to clear bacteria. There's different remedies like silver that you can use. And again, these are not standard of care by any means. But in the alternative world, they've been used with quite great success. So something to look at. All right, 888-283-7272. You may call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Andy Rooney's got our quote for the hour. Don't rule out working with your hands. It does not preclude using your head. That's great. It's great. You gotta love it. Tanya, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Recently I had a doctor's visit, and then for the past 10 years I've known that my thyroid is slightly large. But on this last visit, it's beginning to press against my windpipe when they, you know, did the ultrasound. And I'm just curious as to what other options besides surgery that I may have for addressing it. I know that my hormone levels are in the normal range, but tend to kind of lean toward the hyper side.
Okay. On the hyper side, here's kind of the deal. If it leans that way, first you got to figure out if there is any Hashimoto's going on. And I would have them check the TPO antibodies. It's a very important test, in my opinion, and it's not done a lot. And the TPO antibodies will show if there's any autoimmune issue with the thyroid at all. And having that looked at is extremely important. I would have that definitely checked. Now, if it is, remember some of the keys that you can do with thyroid, okay? Especially on the dietary side. With the diet, one of the big keys that I would definitely look at is making sure on a regular basis that you're getting plenty of lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, your low glycemic carbs, fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats. And in that note, don't forget that the cruciferous vegetables like the Brussels sprouts, the broccoli, the cauliflower, those actually can slow the thyroid down a little bit. Now, you have to eat a lot of those foods, strawberries included. And they have components in them that can really impact the thyroid in a very slow manner. So I would have that looked at, make sure that you definitely know which way the thyroid's going. If it's got an autoimmune component to it, it could be swinging either way. That's why it's important to be reviewed and make sure it gets looked at. Okay. But for the thyroid itself, make sure, my goodness, that they look at the anterior pituitary gland too. The HGH levels in the body is a great telltale sign, because the anterior pituitary gland actually is the driver for the thyroid. It's the primary driver. And if you don't get that looked at, typically they're missing something. And that'll help you as you kind of put together a new lifestyle plan, figure out the details if it's going too fast or too slow. Remember, hyper is too fast. Hypo means low, means it's kind of running slow. And as they find that out, then you'll be able to come up with the appropriate game plan. And exercise. Don't forget, exercise has been proven, even if it's just moderate walking, to support the entire hormone system as a whole. All right? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Give us a call right now, or you can go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. And don't forget, at our website, all kinds of great information there. You need recipes or you need information to really take you to the next level there at the website. You get great information to do that. Carl, you're next. How can I help, my friend?
The problem is macular degeneration. I have dry macular degeneration, and I was just wondering what I could do about it. Seems like every optometrist I talk to, whatever, says there is no cure, and I just don't buy that.
I agree with you, only because I've seen it, and I've seen it very, very well. One thing you got to understand is that the eyes, as delicate as they are, many ophthalmologists now are looking at a lot of the beta-carotenes, or the carotenoids. So you've got byproducts of them like zeaxanthin, lutein, astaxanthin, and they've got all this research on them now, how they're kind of like the multivitamins for the eyes. They really help repair and regenerate the eyes and do it very well. I've seen people take high amounts of cod liver oil with high amounts of vitamin A and the omega-3 fats, and they've just done fantastic. They've just done very, very well and really helped to get in and just clear the system and regenerate the system. So you don't ever discount the fact that it never can get better. I just don't buy that. When the body becomes deficient, you start to build the body back up, and the body responds typically. But it does depend, that's for sure. But I would look at some of the nutritional factors on that. The vitamin A and the byproducts and derivatives of that, there's just some really good research out right now on how well that helps the eyes and how well it protects them. So take a peek at that and keep me posted for sure, because I would not rule that out. 888-283-7272. If you deal with depression, I want you to know, coming up in just a moment, I'm going to talk about some ways to cope. A lot of people, brain chemistry related issues, depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of these issues really weigh a lot of people down. And depression seems to be the biggest. I mean, the number one prescribed medication right now in America, or the top two, are the SSRIs, which are the antidepressant medication. So what does that tell us? Now, keep in mind, 85% of what we struggle with actually is related to our mind. So if we keep our mind healthy, imagine what we can do with the rest of our body. So coming up, I'm going to talk about some ways to cope with depression, some natural ways to support brain chemistry when you deal with depression. You don't want to miss it. It's powerful information that can really take you to the next level. With all that you struggle with, people do. If it's not for you, maybe it'll be for somebody else and you can empower their lives. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Check out the website. Don't forget, go to teamlifestyle.com. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, don't ever lose your hope.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
lines are open now. 888-283-7272. Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't ever lose your hope in the fact that you can change. Literally, you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. So no matter what anybody's told you, you can change. You can go to the next level. That's what it's all about. We're talking about depression. And a lot of people get in the down and out. And they get the blues, and it becomes a real struggle. And I'll tell you, it's everybody goes right to the medications, and the doctors, I mean, that's what doctors do. I mean, they give you the medication because they've got 10 minutes in the room with you, no fault of theirs. It's the way everything's kind of set up with the insurance companies and all, on where they can make a living. And they don't have time to go with you for an hour and create some whole lifestyle change. And so the medications are kind of standard of care, and you know, hope for the best, and let's see if it works. But you've got to look at the different types of things going on, and one of the big ones with brain chemistry and depression, it has to do with serotonin levels, and the serotonin levels are a big one, and that's what you want to make sure you focus on. So remember, serotonin is a brain chemical that you've got to make sure that you've got enough of it. It's produced with the pineal gland intact and melatonin. So it's in a pathway that if certain mechanisms have to be working in the brain. Well, we know nutritionally there are certain foods that can raise serotonin levels. Turkey is one of them, and it produces what's called 5-hydroxytryptophan. And the 5-HTP, of course, then works into melatonin, helps to produce serotonin, and there's a whole pathway involved in that. However, a lot of people get the pathway to make serotonin becomes a little bit off, if you will. That's a good way to say it. And you've got to build the levels back up. Low, depleted, deficient. And some of the best ways to do that, you can look at the protein-rich sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. They're all very good. And then also looking at some of the different supplements that can be helpful too. I mentioned 5-HTP. You can't do that and take an SSRI medication at the same time. So you want to talk with your doctor on that. But there's also there's some lifestyle changes that I want to talk about along with that. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate is P5P. That's another one. And also your omega-3s just on the supplement side. I'm not a huge supplement fan when it comes to a whole lot of brain chemistry. I think there's some good basic supportive ones that are good, but you have to change your lifestyle. So you've got to look at the root. I mean, what caused depression in the first place? And there is always a cause. So if it's maybe you lost a spouse or you've gone through a tough time in a relationship, or maybe you've lost a child, heaven forbid that, or you've just gone through some type of major emotional issue, then depression can come on. So some coping mechanisms put into place can really, really help in these tough times. So some lifestyle factors that you have to look at, you want to minimize stress as much as possible. So when you're depressed, you feel down, cutting out a lot of the excess stress, whether it's friendships or packing your schedule too much, really try to balance your life out. Now is not the time to push it, they say. Number two is talk to a therapist. You get a good pastor or counselor that you can talk to. There's something about letting out what's on the inside and just sharing that with someone in a safe environment. It's not even so much about the resolve that you come with that person, but it's about having someone that can listen, that can understand, that can put two and two together if they need to, but it's more about you just releasing that. It does wonders for your subconscious, and it does wonders for your overall health. You can also express in writing. If you're one to journal, that can be helpful too. So writing out a lot of what your feelings are and putting that on paper can make a big difference. So boosting your self-image too, whatever that takes, diet, exercise, spending more time with friends and quality time and building those relationships back up can make a difference. Stick to a schedule too. That's another one. And it's not about just being overly regimented, but having somewhat of a routine will help because it won't throw you into any kind of tailspin. It's predictable. Every day is kind of a routine. It's predictable. And that's helpful for you and your overall brain chemistry. Stay involved as well. So staying involved with your friends and keeping those good social connections is really, really important. Sleeping well is another one too that I'm a big fan of. Now, serotonin, just so you know, if it's low, it's going to cause you to wake up every night about 2 to 3 a.m. So no matter when you go to bed, 10, 12, whatever, the circadian rhythm in the brain and the sleep-wake patterns in the brain, because serotonin level, when it gets low, it doesn't let you go into that deep state of sleep, and you're going to wake up at about 2 or 3. It's frustrating. Most people that deal with depression, if you ask them that question, they're going to tell you they wake up at that time. So getting those serotonin levels raised up and lifted up and built back up is going to help you really get into that deeper stage of sleep. And that's something you want to focus on for sure, because sleep makes a big difference in the way you feel the next day. It's proven by numerous studies and will help you get out of that state of depression that you're in. Exercise is another one. So, you know, it's one we always talk about, we hear about. But exercise, just 10 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week, just go out for a brisk walk, is enough to increase the endorphins and enough to support all the brain chemistry to take you to the next level. I mean, you can be in such a better place than where you are now. You really can. It all comes down to lifestyle. And it comes down to the choices that you make every single day. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to that next level. And cutting out the alcohol is another one, because alcohol is already a depressant. It's already something that is that will depress your overall system. So it's something that you really have to look at. A couple of things to think about. Depression is one of those. I really get frustrated with it because I see so many people struggle with it. We get so many emails, and we love that that every one of you reach out to us. We really do. And our coaches and physicians and providers are able to take care of folks and give them answers. But at the end of the day, I don't like seeing people struggle with anything at all. And depression is something that really, with some help and some guidance, the proper nutrition, and the will to want to get well, you can really overcome it in so many ways. Just like weight loss. You know, if you get overweight, most of your lifestyle decisions have made you gain the weight. But the good news is, if you get mad enough about it and you're ready to make a stand and dig your heels in the sand, you can come out and lose the weight to get healthy again. It's all about making that decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't forget that. Powerful information. Go to John now. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hey, I'm wondering what you can use for gout. And my mom's creatine or creatine levels have risen from 4.2 to 4.6 in the last month. And the doctor's taken her off of her blood pressure medication. At first, he took her off of her water pills. Now he's taken her off of her blood pressure medication and put her back on her water pills. I'm wondering if there's anything, natural remedies that can work for swelling of the feet or, you know, gout relief and how to get those numbers lowered.
Well, with gout, if that's what we're dealing with, okay, the gout itself is basically uric acid crystals that have not been broken down, and they cause a lot of pain in the joint, whether it's the big toe or the wrist or the knee. I mean, it can show itself in a lot of different areas. And the first thing you want to think about, okay, is what can I do to break down the uric acid crystals? That's the first question you want to ask yourself. And it's a good question because breaking those levels down is a big is an important step. Now, first and foremost, what you want to look at is proteolytic enzymes because they will help get the uric acid actually broken down. You want to cut out, and of course, the standard of care right now, a lot of the standard research for gout, you want to stay off red wine, red meat, because they can stir up a lot of excess uric acid, harder for the body to break down. But if your body starts to increase hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which you can do that with red beet juice, works very well, or just eating beets themselves, can help tremendously. Apple cider vinegar is another great way to go. That's very helpful in that sort of thing. So as you look at that, that can be quite helpful. Don't forget the pineapple and the bromelain that's in pineapple can help break down the excess proteins as well. So again, a lot of fun in researching it and getting the right components of what you need to be able to break it down. But the uric acid crystals, that is the ticket. You start breaking those levels down and you can get the uric acid level down, and that will help her tremendously. And it'll ease a lot of other issues too, because remember, everything starts in the digestive tract. And when you can get the digestive tract in a good place, then many of the areas of the body start to resolve in a lot of ways. 9 bad eating habits, they say how to break them. I'm going to talk about those because, again, weight gain is something everybody struggles with at some level, at some point, even if it's 5 or 10 pounds. And getting your body to get regulated and get the right, I guess the best way to put it is just the right weight, or your set point is a good way to go. And here's some quick tips, okay, because these are habits that people literally struggle with a lot. The mindless eating, which is where you sit in front of the television, and you sit there and eat. You get your popcorn, you get your snacks, and you just sit there and eat. And all of a sudden, you've watched American Idol or whatever it is, and the show's already gone, and you've hammered 2 bags of potato chips. Not a good thing. So Brian Wasnick, he's a PhD, he's from Cornell University. He discovered that when the containers are smaller, then you tend to watch your portion sizes, because your brain, if it's preoccupied with something else like a TV show or something, is not really going to manage the portion size. So you control that before you sit down. Not that you have to stop watching your favorite TV show and eating, but control the portion size beforehand, and that can help. So another bad habit, nighttime eating, or nighttime noshing as they call it. So going in and just not eating most of the day, stressed out, working, you come home and you're just so hungry you could eat the whole refrigerator. And you go in and it's everything. It's all the high-fat foods. And there's actually chemicals in the brain that trigger the release that cause you to do this. So one of the best ways to do that is to eat multiple meals throughout the day. And you won't really go in and have a desire to eat those heavy meals at night. And the other thing, too, that you can do at night, if you'll eat your multiple meals throughout the day, I would say about every 4 hours is a good way to do it, is at night, if you'll do a protein source, and it could be anything, chicken, fish, it could be some cottage cheese if you're into dairy, whatever it might be, a protein shake that's not soy, and then have a big handful of almonds or walnuts or cashews. That's a great way to actually get your proteins and your fats in before you go to sleep, which will cause you to sleep much better than a lot of excess carbohydrates. Cause you to sleep well, and it will support healthy muscle tissue while you sleep and promote better hormone function while you're sleeping as well, growth hormone release and that sort of thing. So just a little tip there. Plus, if you're eating throughout the day, then you won't go in and start eating all the bad calories at night. Another one, skipping breakfast. This is my little pet peeve. So talk to folks all the time, they skip breakfast. You know what? Let me tell you what happens. It's not just your grandmother nagging you when you're a little kid that you have to eat breakfast, or your mother, or whoever took care of you. It's really what comes down to the chemistry of the body. So when you go to bed at night, you sleep for whatever, 6 to 8 hours. And your body goes into a fasting state because you're not getting any food. And literally what typically happens, your body will hold on to body fat and it will eat away some of the muscle tissue. That's typical, because you've kind of gone into what's called a starvation mode or a fasting mode. But when you wake up in the morning and you've got all these activities to do, you've already not eaten for like 7 or 8 hours. And people think, well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't want to eat and I'm not hungry, so I'll just wait till lunch, right? wrong. Because what happens is, not the right answer, because what happens is when you skip breakfast, there's a hormone in the morning that's elevated typically called cortisol. Cortisol is important. We need it, but we don't want it elevated all the time. Cortisol will actually go in and cause you to store body fat. Store the body fat. That means adding to the spare tire. And you store the body fat and you destroy the brain, the muscle tissue. So if your cortisol is high, you're going to eat away muscle tissue and you're going to store body fat. The opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. So one of the best ways to avoid that is to get to a place where you eat breakfast every morning. It stops. Once your blood sugar level comes back up, it stops the production of the cortisol. And even if it's something simple as some yogurt, or if you do I like to do smoothies in the morning, so I'll do a organic protein smoothie with berries and spinach, and I mix this whole concoction up that I really like. It's just great. Or you could do eggs and berries, whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is, get something in your body right when you wake up. Now, if you want to burn some extra body fat, there's a little trick of the trade where people get up and do this, do like 20 minutes of cardio, and then they'll eat. That's okay if you don't have major blood sugar issues. Because, I mean, the theory is you'll burn some extra body fat because you already burned through all the glucose and the sugars. So that's okay. But you still got to eat pretty soon. You don't want to skip breakfast altogether and go through that entire morning. That's not a good idea. So skipping breakfast, big no-no if you're wanting to accomplish your total habits there. Now, another one is not getting enough sleep. So if you're looking to lose weight and you're not getting enough sleep, it actually could go in and could truly hinder your weight loss efforts. The reason is because if you're not getting enough sleep, your hormones are not having enough time to regenerate. And again, it goes back to cortisol. Cortisol levels are elevated when you don't sleep enough. So just a couple of little tips there to help you along the way. Junk food's the last one I want to talk about. I've got to hit on this one. So again, it comes down to habits. We all get in the same habits of eating the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis. If you're looking to hit some weight loss goals, take a short period of time, say 21 days. And instead of thinking, well, I can never eat ice cream for the rest of my life, I have to lose weight, don't do that. Set some short-term goals. Say, I'm not going to eat any ice cream for 21 days. At the end of that, I can have some. And really stick to it and set some boundaries with yourself so that you can see how your body is really going to respond during these times. That's what I would do. It's a great rule of thumb to follow. A lot of docs will do that with their patients. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to get to a place where you really see some change. But these eating habits, your eating habits, no matter what you've been used to, having some good structured routine is going to make a difference. Because remember, 80% of this whole equation of being healthy is what you put in your body. It really is. So everything you put inside your body becomes your body. It really does. So don't forget, I mean, exercise is important, and I think it's a great equation. Jack LaLanne, the godfather of fitness, he said that exercise is king, that nutrition is queen, and put them together and you have a kingdom. And it's true. I'm a little on the reverse side. I really believe nutrition is king. But you got to get your butt moving, that's for sure. And if you do that on a regular basis and you create a good lifestyle plan, then your body will respond no matter what you're dealing with. I don't care if it's cancer or diabetes or arthritis or some kind of depression or anxiety, whatever it is, fibromyalgia. The body has certain principles in how it works. And if you give it what it needs, it will perform very, very well. If it breaks down over a period of years, it may take some time to get it back. But the good news is that you can get it back. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to hit some more tips on how to empower your health, how to go to the next level. You don't want to miss it. New research coming up, too, and more of your calls. I see you waiting there. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, you can find the information there at the website. This show is all about you. It's exciting. It's about empowering your health and empowering your life. We'll be right back.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle and the choices that we make every single day. Let's go to Paul now on the lines. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
I think that my main issues are high triglycerides, low testosterone, and low blood iron. I'm overweight, but I don't smoke or drink. I love to eat everything.
Well, a couple of things you want to focus on. I mean, if low testosterone is what you think it is, you want to make sure that's what it is, okay? And the blood testing that your doctor can do can check that out pretty much. The numbers are typically good around 5 to 550. And some docs are trying to get the numbers up, and depending on who you work with, I mean, go with what they lay out for you, but typically numbers around 5 to 600 are really good to maintain, especially in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. You start getting too elevated, sometimes it can be conversion into estrogen. And that can be, of course, an issue. But also, you got to be a little bit cautious with the conversion of the DHT, dihydrotestosterone. That's another one, because if the DHT starts converting too much and you start getting an excess of that, that can cause some issues with the prostate. And that, of course, can become quite the challenge. So that's what I would look at first. I mean, get that looked at. Make sure that there's no conversion. And as they're looking at the numbers, that will be able to help. On the iron, if you really want to get your iron levels up, of course, they might want to put you on supplemental iron. But I'll tell you, there's some great ways to get iron levels up. The dark leafy greens are fantastic. So your spinach, your kale, arugula, those are fantastic. Getting iron levels up. The other one is also called blackstrap molasses. Now, that's kind of old school, but it works very, very well. And the blackstrap molasses, you can use that on a regular basis, and it's phenomenal. So a lot of times, 2 to 3 tablespoons a day can be a great way to bring those levels up. So again, whole foods, in my opinion, are the best way to go as far as eating and getting the nutrition that you need. But testosterone, you can bring those levels up once they check the numbers and they know where they are. There's some great ways to do it. Now, I like using, of course, your fats, keeping your healthy fats, your good lean quality proteins, but your healthy fats at about 30% of your diet. A lot of the research sticks behind that. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, all of those will help keep those testosterone levels up. And what's happened is we've gone on these low-fat diets for so long that it's really lowered testosterone levels in guys across the board. So keeping testosterone levels elevated is going to be important by keeping your healthy fats up. So also maca root, which is a supplement, tribulus, ashwagandha, those are all very helpful at bringing testosterone levels where they need to be. And check your zinc levels, too. Having your zinc levels checked on a regular basis can be very helpful. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Next on the lines, we have Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I was wondering about using yam cream as a hormone substitute for energy for women. Liquid or cream or eating natural yam, which is best?
Well, eating the yams is the better way to go. And again, the yams can be helpful with progesterone. That's what they're typically used for, and they can stimulate it. And there's a wild yam root that is actually the cream version that they use into a supplemental form. And depending on the potency of it, depending on who, you know, what product, brand, and all that sort of thing that you use, that will determine exactly what, you know, what the levels are. But that's what I would look at first. I would look at, okay, where, you know, what kind of nutrition are you really using, and who is providing it? What company? Is it reputable? Is it organic? That sort of thing. And then getting your levels checked, I mean, making sure that you need that, because you don't want to go really changing the hormones and causing them to fluctuate too much. You've got to be careful with that. So on that note, just make sure that you got a good game plan together, and that you've got someone kind of overseeing that, a doctor's kind of watching you. Don't just do it yourself. Like, don't just go to the health food store and start taking wild yam root. Make sure someone's monitoring that, because it might be a different aspect of the hormone profile that needs to be worked with. And there's a lot of other options that can do that. And until your weight is where it needs to be, that you've got your overall body chemistry where it needs to be, I mean, that's what you have to look at first, really, before you start just taking wild yam root. I'm not a big fan of doing that, by the way. And the creams, the sublinguals are actually a little bit better than the creams, and I'll tell you why. It's a little secret. Because the creams themselves, you can't really regulate how much of the potency stays in the fat cells in the skin. Because 75% of what we eat gets directly absorbed. And so the problem is, let's say you're taking the cream every day and you put it on your underarm or something, or your forearm. It's hard to regulate the exact amount that's staying in the bloodstream on a regular basis. That's what you have to be careful with. And that's what I would look at and make sure that you've got, you know, the right amount. That's why they have to do the testing and the blood testing and all, to really make sure that you're getting the right amount and if you need it. And so I would just get it checked out and look at the sublinguals. You can have someone compound that, and a lot of the pharmacies and natural pharmacies will put them together. There are some great pharmacies out in St. Louis as well, natural compounding, but they're pretty much popping up everywhere. So you'll be able to find someone to do that for you. But the sublinguals are great because they're in the system, and there's not a lot of concern about liver issues and that sort of thing. So hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Whatever you're struggling with your health, remember, if the body can get sick, there's hope to get well, stay well, and live well. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and do something to empower their health by giving them some great information.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, "I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation." Suzanne from Maryland writes, "After hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.